while the whole goods is the sexy part of the dealership, the equipment's shiny and bright and pretty, the backbone of the dealership is the service department, and the heart and the blood that flows through the dealerships is the parts department. But the backbone is where the service department is, and if the service department is not right, if the service department is putting out bad work or putting out work in an untimely fashion or having comebacks and things like this, it hurts your whole dealership. I can't tell you how many times I've been in the dealership and there's somebody looking at a new piece of equipment and somebody at the other end of the counter is screaming and shouting at a service manager for the poor work that was done. And it does take a little bit of the excitement away for a new customer buying equipment from a dealership that has bad customer service in the service department. So it's the backbone, and if it's ran properly, it should be one of the most profitable pieces of your dealership. We strive when we work with dealers to get their service department at producing at 55% gross profit margin with a net back to owners of 20% of every labor dollar produced. So if you do your service department correctly and you get your people in your service department focused on putting out quality work, you can make a ton of money in it. The challenge that I find that most dealers have is that they know there should be money in their service department, but they've given up on it. It's kind of like, I have this safe full of $100 bills. I know there are $100 bills there. Everybody tells me there are, the safe is packed with $100 bills. I just don't know the combination. I don't know how to open it up to get to that money. And that's what my goal is as we go through this webinar today, is I want to show you that really a service department is the simplest thing to run in your dealership if you understand the basics of it and you understand how to tweak it to make it work. So that's what our goal is as we go through this webinar today.